If your child was abducted, would you fight for the recovery? Let's say you knew the group who abducted your child, the house where they were captive, and the violent men guarding the house. What would you be willing to do to get your child back? About 240 hostages were taken by the Hamas terrorist group, most Israelis, but a few dozen from other nations. The children, pictured here, and more, are among them. A determined fight is ongoing for the recovery and the end of the terrorists. In the natural, hope for the recovery of the children, men and women, is slim. But our God is a compassionate Father. Things impossible with men are possible with God. The Lord will move mountains because of your believing prayer. Jesus' whole ministry is about setting captives free. He ransoms us from sin, condemnation, demons, disease, and even death. Our Savior delivers from captivity. I urge you to pray with the parents and families of those in bonds. Here are spiritual weapons of war you can take up on behalf of the hostages. Use these verses to pray for the Israeli captives to be set free. There are three real jailbreaks in Acts. The 11 disciples were set free in Acts 5. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the prison, and taking them out, he said, "Go, stand, and speak to the people in the temple the whole message of this life." Peter in Acts 12, "And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, 'Get up quickly.' And his chains fell off his hands." Paul and Silas in Acts 16, "And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened." Consider the following verses as weapons for warfare on behalf of captives. We appeal to God's goodness, His mercy, and rescuing power. Psalm 107, 10-13. "He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains." Psalm 102, 20. "To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to set free those who were doomed to death." Nahum 1:13. "So now I will break his yoke bar from upon you, and I will tear off your shackles." Psalm 68:6. "He leads out the prisoners into prosperity." Psalm 116:16. "Oh, Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds." Psalm 146:7. "The Lord sets the prisoners free." To this day, God has made himself famous as the liberator. Thanks to his merciful kindness, there are many contemporary jailbreak accounts. May they be multiplied to God's glory. He opened prison doors for Brother Jung in China when the doors seemed to open on their own. He is a wonder-working God. Isaiah has much to say about captives being freed. Isaiah 61:2. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." Isaiah 42:22. "But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pits or hidden away in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have been made loot with no one to say, 'Send them back.' This verse tells us the captives here have no rescuer strong enough or willing enough to demand release. I pray for God's angry mercy to demand, send them back, adding the sense, or I will blister you. Isaiah 49:25. But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors, and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. Isaiah 43:6. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. In response to your prayers, may the booming, authoritative voice of the Lamb demand, give them back. Do not hold them back. Send them back. May the captors be struck with a spirit of panic. 1 Samuel 14:15. Then panic struck the whole Philistine army. Those in the camp and the field, and those in the outpost and raiding parties, and the ground shook. It was a panic sent by God. Join in prayer for the hostages. Holy Father, Savior of captives, we appeal to your goodness, mercy, and rescuing power. You told David, pursue and recover all. We speak this word on behalf of the children, clear up through the seniors in Hamas captivity. Sustain their lives and bring them forth. You sent your Son to set all kinds of captives free. As Christ ambassadors before your judgment seat, we proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. You hear the groaning of the prisoner to set free those who were doomed to death. You tear off the shackles. You lead out the prisoners into prosperity. You set the prisoners free. Father, may your own voice thunder. Give them back. Do not hold them back. Send them back. May you send a panic upon the captors, causing them to flee, leaving the hostages free. There is nothing hidden from the eyes of the Lord. Reveal the exact locations of the captives. Send your delivering, rescuing angels, as you have many times through the centuries. Send your heavenly cavalry to the rescue. Guide the human rescuers to safely recover these precious souls. Restore them to health and to their families and friends. Bring forth resurrection beauty from the ashes of this atrocity. May sackcloth be turned into joyful dancing. You said, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Father, some who prayed for Peter's release doubted you would answer their fervent prayers, but you graciously answered their prayers. Here are fervent prayers, even in moments when we feel like hope against hope. Father, you reveal your true nature in deliverance. Let your voice resound. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. Take a few moments and see the pictures and names of many of the hostages here at this link. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.